Harbour walks into the giant, shiny, renovated facility, calls it not the Taj Mahal, and I am treating that sneer like a season-long betting tell on home dogs and physical football.
Wait, what?
Dead serious.
You are handicapping paint smell now?
I felt my chest lock up. That is a coach daring his roster not to go soft in a palace.
Fine. Harbaugh Blue Collar Theater, an early Giants lean, Barcelona floating a secret 130 million path to Julian Alvarez, while Araujo walks toward Liverpool and Marvel climbing on a table to crown an official best Spider-Man-like craft is askew.
Start with the building. Shiny Palace is where franchises go to die of comfort. I have watched it.
Says who?
My eyes. Amenities are not identity. Harbour inherited a team that confused the two, so he downgrades the spa in public on day one.
That is a presser line.
That is a flag in the dirt.
Scoffs. You hear a market move and a facility roast.
I hear Blue Collar Theatre and I am buying tickets. Defence applauding Jackson Dart for sliding in a critical situation drill instead of hunting hero ball? That is culture leaking on purpose.
Or practice noise.
Harbour talking like Abdul Carter could become the next defensive player of the year is not noise. That is pressure language.
Could. He said could.
And Dart playing safe, winning football is exactly...
Safe winning football is checkdowns with better PR.
Which I want. Boring wins, home dogs, Carter wrecking backfields.
No number supports the dog lean from a building dig. You are stacking vibes.
I hear you, but the subtext is the scoreboard is the only spa that matters. He is telling players the fresh paint does not protect them.
I will concede the dart slide applause is actual coaching signal.
Thank you.
Still not a betting tell. Viral sneer is content. Content is not closing line.
People heard the sneer for a reason. Goodfellas energy. Nobody gets to act made until the work shows up on the street.
You did not just...
I did. And I stand on it.
Ha!
Giants fans spent years drowning in amenities. He plants a dirt flag. I am riding the physical side until the tape proves me wrong.
Tape I will believe. Your chest locking up at a metaphor I will not.
Fair. Watch the dogs anyway.
Moving on, before you bet the wallpaper.
Barcelona. Secret 130 million clause on Julian Alvarez. That is a loaded gun at Atletico, and I love the chaos.
Nope.
Come on, it rewrites the power map overnight if they pull the trigger.
It is leverage, not a transfer. Clause is a trapdoor. Registration math still has to clear, and you are ignoring the actual hole.
Which is?
Araujo walking toward Liverpool. Primary center back gone while they shop a nine-figure forward. Roster tilts the wrong way if you build for balance.
I do not care about the debt chorus. 130 million escape hatch on a striker that good is a weapon. Somebody at Camp Nou checked the chamber.
See, you always skip the vacancy.
Alvarez shows up in big games and makes defenders forget how to stand. Atletico sold the grind and left the back door unlocked.
Structure matters. Who activates it? When the window opens, wage bands underneath the headline. Barcelona history is announcement theater that dies in paperwork.
I hear you, but the gun is still loaded. La Liga feels that pressure, even if the deal never prints.
Pressure is not a signed striker, and losing Araujo amid Liverpool's own defensive injury crisis is not background color. That is Barcelona shopping attack while the back line thins.
So you would just sit quiet?
I would fix the hole before I wave a 130 million clause like a parade float.
Boring.
Solvent.
Still a war start without asking permission. That part I respect.
Respect the leverage, fear the registration. Different sentences.
Dumb question a casual fan would actually ask. If the clause is secret, how is it already a weapon everyone feels?
Because once the number leaks, Atletico has to answer binary questions in public, and the binary alone moves leverage even before anyone pays.
Okay, that tracks.
Exactly.
Curveball. Marvel just crowned an official best Spider-Man and missed the entire point.
Brand management with the capes.
They walked into the longest bar fight in fandom, climbed on a table, and handed out a trophy.
Empty trophy.
Toby, Andrew, Tom. The split was always the writing, not the mask fit. Studio cannot press release craft.
Correct. They harvested engagement, so the algorithm had something to chew.
I still have a hill, though. The portable fantasy is the kid who gets powers and still has to make rent. When the writing protects that, it sings. When it does not,
it becomes product. Yes, thank you.
Laughs. We almost fully agreed. Gross.
No, we did not. You think the crown is pure cynicism. I think the crown is cynicism that still accidentally forces people back to which scripts actually hurt.
That is a stretch.
It is my stretch.
Corporation pretending the question has a skew solution is the whole sin. Full stop.
And yet here we are still arguing the three. So the bone worked.
Depressing.
Honest.
Ledger time. Yesterday was a clean sweep of pain.
Do not.
You took BS over TR. Final 1-2. You lost.
Exhales, late bullpen melted, and I still think the bat quality was there. One excuse. That is it.
I took MIL over SD, final 2-3. Also lost. Their sequence in the middle innings was just ugly. No other spin.
So I dropped to 8-5.
I dropped to 5-8. Neither of us gloats. Mutual dirt.
New pick. Give me NYY over SEA.
Give me LED over KC.
Tomorrow we dig whoever survives the waiver wire chaos and whether any of these clubs actually regret the deadline. That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow. Bring your takes.